Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Health is Success. This is Health Coach Justin, and on this channel, I talk about health, wealth, and happiness. I also go over transformational health foods and herbalism, all about supportive strategies to reach your highest potential. So on today's episode, I want to talk about an investment in yourself. So what does that mean? It means to invest in your health, invest in the way you might look, invest in things that pay you back, invest in your education, and really just investing in yourself. When I first started this health journey over 17, 18 years ago, I learned the importance of investing in my health and investing in education and just investing in myself. I remember listening to a bonus CD from a health guru at the time, and he said something very important. And he said that an investment in yourself is tenfold or 10 times. What does that mean? It means that say you invest in a bottle of alcohol at the club, right? You spend $300, $400, $500 for a bottle of alcohol at the club. You're not really going to get much back. Yeah, some guys might say, hey, you know, it might get me some attention. It might get me a one-night stand. It might get me a date. Who knows? It might even get you a girlfriend out of it. Anyways, really, investing in something like that isn't gonna pay you back much. Now, let's say you invested in some vitamins, superfoods, herbs, things like that that help with your health. You're gonna feel it. Something's gonna change. You're gonna notice the effects. Maybe you're feeling sluggish and tired and fatigued. Well, now you're having energy. You're sleeping better. You have a more sex drive, you have more enthusiasm and optimism about life. So there's a benefit that comes from making that investment in yourself. Yeah, I talk about health and I talk about vitamins, let's say, herbs. Let's talk about education. Say you're starting a business and instead of blowing the $500 on a bottle at a club, you invest $500 to go to a seminar, or invest that $500 into maybe working with a mentor. So what comes from going to the conference? Maybe you get to network, meet people. Maybe we'll get motivated. New ideas might come to mind. What will happen if you take that $500 and work with a mentor? There's a likelihood that you're going to learn a lot. You're going to have someone to talk to about your problems, someone to give you advice, things like that. So there's benefits that come from investing in yourself. Another thing that bonus CD said was the guy who was talking. He was saying that he almost went in debt because he fell in love with one of the a fruit. And the fruit was a cherimoya. And he said he kind of maxed out his credit card. He was a pretty young age, so he maxed out his credit card at the farmer's market buying cherimoyas. I'm sure he bought other things. But we want to be mindful about what we put value on. So going back to the club, the bottle service, the $500 analogy, a lot of people I work with, and don't take offense if you're listening to this and you've worked with me. I'm not directly talking about you, but some people will not see the value in spending $100, $300 on superfoods, vitamins, herbs, things like that. They just don't see the value, but they can go drop that $300 at a steakhouse for the weekend for one meal, say maybe a date, maybe with friends, or even go drop that $500 at a nightclub. I think now, as this pandemic hit, more and more people are going to put value on their health. They might, maybe they will be willing to spend $300 for a 2-month supply of nutrition. But before, I felt like people would rather spend $30 on a dinner, maybe a plate for themselves, than buy a mushroom powder or something of that nature, especially if they're dealing with something. So if you have neck pain, or if you have low libido, let's for instance, well, there's things out there that can assist you with that, that can help you out, that don't require too much. I mean, if you go down to your farmer's market and get some turmeric and slice it up with some ginger and boil it in tea, maybe it's $10, but it really comes down to changing your values and what you value in life. And one of the lines my grandpa used to tell me was, if he knew he was going to live as long as he lived, he would have taken better care of himself at a younger age. And that really stuck with me, and health has always been something that I valued, and I did always put a price or put value on my health, and was willing to max out my credit card, just like that guy, the guru, the health guru that I was talking about earlier did with the cherimoya fruit at the farmer's market. So yeah, sometimes I just bought $100 worth of herbs and supplements and things like that off of iHerb.com. They're not sponsoring this, but yeah, iHerb.com. I just dropped $100. Yay, it's $100. You know, some people think $100 is nothing. Others, $100 might be a lot, right? So, but I'd rather drop $100 on my monthly supplements and herbs than to maybe use that $100 and have a good meal at a fine restaurant or something like that, where that's just like it's almost like a one night stand kind of feel, where something like supplements are going to last me at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe even the whole month. So I just wanted to touch base about investing in yourself and the importance of doing that, because in the end, we really have ourselves. If you ever flew a plane, or not a pilot, but if you ever went on the plane, one of the first things they say when they go over like an emergency evacuation and the safety protocol is, first put the oxygen mask on yourself. And that might seem selfish, right? But it's not. And they say, because if you don't put oxygen first on yourself, you can't help your kid or your spouse or your loved one, family member. So you got to help yourself first. And that's pretty much what I want to talk about in this podcast, is the importance in investing in yourself. And in return, you'll be able to help others. You'll feel better. Yeah, so anyways, I just wanted to talk about that. And yeah, so thanks for listening. If you haven't already, it'd be great to get a follow on here. You can also find me on Instagram. And now I'm on TikTok. I don't know about you if you're on TikTok. It's a pretty cool social media platform. At first, I was doing wacky dances and stuff, and I was like, what am I doing? But yeah, go check it out. You can find me there at Health Coach Justin, and you can find me on Instagram at Free Easy Wander, or just type in my name, Health Coach Justin, and I should pop up there. Thanks again for listening. Take care. Until next time, be well.